Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News. This was first broadcast on Sunday, July the 28th, 2024, and we bring you the latest from the world of amateur radio in VK7. This week, joining you from the Tasmanian Amateur Radio News Desk is Idris, VK7ZIR. Tune in as we share updates and insights across VK7, broadcast through an array of platforms and frequencies. On DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie, managed by Clayton, VK7ZCR. On medium and high frequency rebroadcasts, thanks to our dedicated operators. 1.862 MHz by Graham, VK7GS. 3.670 MHz by Gary, VK7JGD. 7.14 MHz by Dale, VK7DG. 14.13 MHz by Peter, VK7TPE. 28.525 MHz by Tony, VK7VKT. And UHF-CB Channel 24 in the Hobart area, hosted by Mark, VK7FMAC. If you missed today's broadcast, then you can catch the replay on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RHT and UHF-CB24 in Southern VK7. Thank you for tuning in and enjoy the broadcast. Statewide news. Thursday night SSTV nets. A quiet net night that saw the following participants. VK7s, ZGK, ZAB, OO, FGGT, AAR and KT, all sharing over 20 photos. Not all photos went statewide, so remember the CTCSS tone of 141.3 Hz for VK7RAF. The highlights were a CQ from Down Under, 1960s test pattern cards, a platypus, kookaburras, a cassowary, a quokka on Rottnest Island, an echidna, a mural of fish, a cat wearing a beanie, one trying to find the water bowl, and another purchasing a mousetrap. A couple of ham radio shacks, Tassie's Crazy Cruises, London's Canary Wharf Underground Train Station, interesting reflection on a silver sphere, and a flock of birds illusion. Pink Floyd's 50th anniversary movie, only screening at the Launceston Queen Victoria Museum and Art Gallery. And a 73 from a pet rock. Remember, Ken VK7KRJs and Steve VK7OO's fully automatic 24/7 monitoring sites that allow anyone who has sent an SSTV picture the ability to check them on their pages almost immediately, anytime, both South and North Tasmania. Also, if you missed the net, there are archives of all SSTV nights. These photos can be seen on Ken and Steve's SSTV websites or on NTARC's website under blogs and arranged as weekly nets. A suggested theme for next week's net is illusions. And that comes 73 from Andre, VK7ZAB. Tassie Ham Econ. Innovation in amateur radio. Bookings now open. The Tassie Ham Conference is happening on the 2nd and 3rd of November 2024 and is being held at the Sir Stanley Burberry Theatre on the Sandy Bay campus of UTAS. The big news is that the 2024 event is fully catered. There will be endless tea, coffee and other beverages, morning and afternoon tea and lunch on Saturday, and morning tea and lunch on Sunday, provided as part of the conference fee. On the Friday night, we are holding a pre-conference social gathering barbecue at the Reist Club Rooms, and then Saturday and the first half of Sunday is a fun-filled conference of presentations and activities centred around the theme of innovation in amateur radio. The presentations are almost fully booked with overseas, interstate, and local presenters on many innovations in amateur radio. Take a look at the conference website for more information. We have locked in raffle prizes from ICOM, Yaesu, DigiRig, DX Commander, Zach Tech, Ham Radio DX and Reist, and there are some very impressive raffle prizes in there. You get a complimentary raffle ticket if you attend the conference, and you can purchase extra raffle tickets on the conference days. You can only get raffle tickets if you attend the conference. Watch the Tassie Ham Ecom webpages for more details as they come to hand. And that's 73 from the Tassie Ham Econ Organising Committee. Statewide News QSL Update. Report from Herman VK7HW, Manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. The updated list of QSL cards held as at 12th of July 2024 is in the email version of the broadcast. If you are a member of a radio club and there are QSL cards for you listed in the email version, please let Herman know and he will send the cards via your club. This saves postage, especially if there are only one or two QSL cards for you. If you have any questions re QSL cards, please contact Herman by email, and the address is herman@ozmail.com.au. That's 73 from Herman, VK7HW, WIA Manager, VK7 Inwood QSL Bureau. News from the Northwest. Balloon chasing is getting addictive. In the Northwest, we now have VK7MAR, VK7MT, VK7EV, VK7XR actively chasing the weather balloons being launched at Cape Grim since late May. There are three dedicated receive stations set up by amateurs to receive and decode the data and disseminate it. The balloons are normally launched at 09:30 hours and 21:30 hours local, landing about 2 hours later. Top Gun Mark, VK7MAR, managed to retrieve two balloons and their radio sondes in about 6 hours due to multiple launches on that day. The current total that we know of is 10 radio sondes retrieved and 4 others declared not recoverable. 90% of them end up in Bass Strait, so opportunities are limited. As one amateur put it, it's a fox hunt on steroids. The balloon has a predicted landing site, but after it burst at 23,000 metres, winds at lower levels, cloud bursts, etc. can see it head off in other directions. We are getting good at map reading, reading terrain and understanding the effect of terrain, etc. on the radio sonde's 60 milliwatt transmitter. We are getting more accurate at calculating the drop zone using its metres per second forward movement and metres per second falling speed. The chasers are travelling to all sorts of terrain and down dirt tracks they have never travelled. We ended up beside the Savage River Mine slurry pipeline last week. Safety is paramount, and some balloons have been left in situ due to dangerous terrain, stuck high up in trees, or in one case 50 metres of thick blackberries. As the amateurs explained, give me a goat and a couple of weeks to chew through the blackberries, and it may then be recoverable. Hi. Nighttime retrieval needs to be assessed on site, and if too dangerous, come back in daylight with your GPS coordinates. We also seek permission of landowners, who have all been very accommodating. Andrew VK7XR has found ways to repurpose the radio sonde as a weather station or a low-power beacon on the 70cm band. Local amateurs are working together to assist one another and engage to see who should retrieve a balloon, sharing the adventures. And that's 73 from Eric, VK7EV. Northwest Tasmania Amateur Radio Club Meeting. The next club meeting will be commencing at 1:30 p.m. on Saturday the 3rd of August 2024 at our usual venue, the Scout Hall, 73 Alexandra Road, Ulverston, and afternoon tea will also be held. Members are encouraged to bring items for show and tell, and club rooms are open till 6 p.m. for members to socialise. A small plate of afternoon tea would be appreciated. We have tea, coffee, etc. available for members and guests. Visitors are most welcome to attend. If you have any cold or flu symptoms or are unwell or been in contact with a confirmed COVID case, then please do not attend the meeting. And that's 73 from Eric, VK7EV, the news officer for the Northwest Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club. News from the North. SOTA WWFF Parks Group. The Summits on the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. till 12, at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. That number again, 0417 354 410. And that's 73 from Al, VK7 Alpha Nancy. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated, NTARC. We finished last week's segment off with a stop press regarding the QRP Hours 80 metre contest. Well, to keep in the same vein of things, we will start this week off with a hot off the press, and you guessed it, for the same operator. This time he participated in the 58th Alessandro Volta RTTY competition held earlier this year. Peter, VK7KPC, has obtained 68th place in this worldwide competition in the single operator all band 6-hour category. Evidently conditions were extremely poor, as the official web stated, and I quote, "The worst propagation conditions caused from one of the strongest geomagnetic storm. We want to thank every participant who faced this bad situation. Thanks for our participation," end quote. Yes, it may have lost a little in the translation from Italian, but we get the general meaning. Things were bad. Unlike the contest mentioned last week, this achievement does come with a certificate of participation. The Volta RTT website is one of the most convoluted sites I have come across. If I am interpreting the results correctly, Peter and Warren VK4FJ were the only VK operators to be in the top couple of hundred world entrants. Well done, Peter and Warren. As always, pictures will be available on the NTARC website under blogs for this broadcast, NTARC blogs. And now upcoming events. TestNet and TechNet sessions every Wednesday. TestNet CW course on 3.580 MHz from 7 p.m. till 7:30 p.m. Then day TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. till about 8:30 p.m. Your host for the evening will be Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. Clubroom Technical Night Session. The next session will be on Wednesday the 31st of July and will commence at the usual time of 6:30 p.m. at the Clubrooms, Archer Street, Rochalie. Coffee mornings held every Friday in the NTARC Clubrooms. Time is from 10 a.m. to noon, and we look forward to seeing you all there. So why not pop in, check the QSL cards, and join us for a cuppa. There is endless tea and coffee, along with biscuits, available for a donation. Special Club Room Presentation. An interactive streaming of the Reist presentation on My Life in the Lighthouse Service with Mike VK7FB on Wednesday the 7th of August. Doors open by 7 p.m. for a 7:30 live presentation. So rather than sit at home watching, feel free to come along and watch it on a large screen TV in a distraction and stress-free environment. See you there. And finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news you would like added to our weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email them to the secretary at the following address, news@ntarc.net. All items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the broadcast. And that's all, folks. That's 73 from Stefan, VK7ZSB, Secretary of NTARC Inc. And now news from the South. Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, REAST. August presentation. My Life in the Lighthouse Service with Mike, VK7FB. To coincide with the International Lighthouse and Lightship Weekend, the ILLW, REAST's August presentation night will be a wonderful wander through the life of Mike Jenner, VK7FB, and focus on his time with the Lighthouse Service. Mike was lighthouse keeper on 4 of Tasmania's lighthouses, and Mike will take us through his experience in words, pictures and video. A huge thank you to Mike, and this should be a fascinating insight into life when lighthouses had people stationed at the actual lighthouses to look after and maintaining the lights. See you there on 7th of August 2024 from 7:30pm in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms, and the presentation will also be streamed via the Reist YouTube streaming channel. That's 73 from the Reist Committee. August Forum Night, DX Chasing. This forum night will focus on chasing that DX contact. Rare, not so rare, or just extending your signal's distance. Did you know DX literally means long distance? And so bring your experiences, skills and equipment that you use to get your signal even further around the globe. It will be held in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 7:30pm and will be streamed. Come along with your stories of that DX contact. Bring along your reward certificates, special DX hardware and software, and show them to the eager forum crowd. Be prepared to share your experiences, special tricks of the trade, and DX mythology. 7:30pm Wednesday, 14th of August 2024, in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms, and streamed. See you there. 73 from the Reist Committee. September Presentation Night, visit to CMS. Reist members have been invited to visit the Channel Men's Shed, the CMS, at Margate. The CMS is a huge facility filled with metal, wood, plastics, electronics and amateur radio tools. They even have a huge commercial kitchen where they prepare meals for Kingston Helping Hands. We have been invited for a guided tour of the shed and the sausage sizzle for $2 a snag. There are many of their members who are also members of Reist, and they are keen to show off their impressive facilities. See you there from 6:30pm on Wednesday the 4th of September 2024 at 24 Van Murray Road, Margate. If you need a ride, let a committee member know and we will organise a lift down to Margate. That's 73 from the Reist Committee. You are listening to VK7WI and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. September Forum Night, Surviving the Zombie Apocalypse. This forum night will focus on the role of amateur radio when the apocalypse hits. How prepared are we as amateur radio operators for when that extreme space weather event, like the 1859 Carrington event, hits? Power off for extended periods, HF propagation is poor, FPOS doesn't work, internet not available, mobile phones and communication systems fail. It will be held in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 7:30pm and will be streamed. Come along with your show and tell, batteries, solar panels, charging systems, generators, emergency radios and emergency power solutions. Bring your stories of fighting off the zombie apocalypse, cargo style. Be prepared to share your experiences, special tricks of the trade and the zombie folklore. 7:30pm Wednesday the 11th of September 2024 in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms and streamed. See you there. 73 from the Reist Committee. Wednesday Experimenters Group. This Wednesday night we get back underway with our WEGS night and there will be a stream and RF emanating from the DATV studio. People start arriving on the night around 6pm and many bring their dinner to enjoy. Our DATV stream commences from 7:30pm and this week we'll have some interesting equipment, Morse keys and bugs, and a fascinating Morse decoder using an Arduino and much more. There will also be much discussion, experimenting, playing, talking, drinking coffee and tea, serious cunning plan development, and general amateur radio shenanigans and world problem solving in the club rooms. We stream the night on the Reist YouTube streaming channel and we also go out on RF, DVB-T 7MHz standard definition on 445.5 MHz. So if you have a TV, set-top box or USB DTV dongle that you can tune and scan 445.5 MHz and you can see the Queen's Domain, then you have a good chance of receiving the DATV Experimenters Night signal. Look out for VK7OTC. See you there or on the stream. And that's 73 from Justin, VK7TW. Reist Training and Assessments Update. Foundation Training and Assessment Days are held every 2 months. standard, advanced and regulations license assessments held on the alternate months. Dates can be found on the REST events page. The upcoming assessment dates for foundation training and assessment days, Saturdays, 24th of August 2024, 26th of October 2024. Standard, advanced and regulation license assessment days, also Saturdays, 28th of September 2024 and the 30th of November 2024. For bookings, queries and questions, email reastassessor, that's R-E-A-S-T dot assessor at gmail.com. This email is forwarded to the learning organiser, who will respond to all requests. Next, foundation training and assessment day, Saturday the 24th of August 2024, from 9 a.m. Please inform the team ASAP via email at reast.assessor@gmail.com or by calling Reg Emmett, VK7KK, Reast's Learning Organiser at 0417 391 607. That number again, 0417 391 607. Foundation License Training Videos. These have been updated to reflect the new class license arrangements, available on the REST YouTube training and assessment playlist. Additional resources. Check out the WIA Foundation trial exams. And that's 73 from Reg, VK7KK. Satellite news. AMSAT Oscar 7 in continuous sunlight. AMSAT Oscar 7, soon to celebrate its 50th birthday on November the 15th, 2024, is now in a period of continuous sunlight through May 2027. Whilst in continuous sunlight, the satellite's internal timer is expected to switch between the two transponders. Mode A is 29 MHz downwidth, downlink and 145 MHz uplink, and Mode B 145 MHz downlink and 29 MHz uplink every 24 hours. Post reports and check current status on the AMSAT Live Oscar satellite status page. After a few days in continuous sunlight, it should be possible to determine the actual or approximate time the satellite switches. And that's source from the AMSAT News. Now, regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings. Sewing Circle Net, daily on 3.640 MHz, commences at 6:30 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. Statewide SSTV Net, held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7RAF, VK7RJG from 7:30 p.m. In the North and Northwest, VK7RJG on 438.55 with a minus 7 MHz offset, and in the South, VK7RAF 146.650 with a minus 600 kHz offset, CTC SS tone 141.3 Hz to link RAF North-South. Statewide, Microwave QSO Party, following the Sunday broadcast callback on 1296.15 MHz FM. One group in the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston area. Then North-South Digital Contacts on 1296.2 MHz using Q65-60B. Stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minute, southern stations on the even minute. REST WAGS Wednesday afternoon group from 12 noon in the REST Club Rooms, Queen's Domain. REST WEGS Wednesday Experimenters group from around 6 p.m. in the REST Club Rooms, Queen's Domain. SOTA Worldwide FF group meeting Mondays and Fridays 10:30 to 12 midday at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC Club Room Technical Night Session Wednesday the 31st of July from 6:30 p.m. at the Club Room, Archer Street, Rochalie. NTARC TestNet and TechNet sessions every Wednesday night. TestNet CW course on 3.58 MHz from 7 p.m. till 7:30 p.m. and a TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. till about 8:30 p.m. NTARC Coffee Mornings held every Friday in the Entark Club Rooms. Time is from 10 a.m. to noon in the Rochely Club Rooms. Northwest VK7, Wednesday from 8 p.m. local. Northwest Tassie Amateur Rate Repeater Group Net on 2 metres, VK7RMD and node 56780. Northwest VK7, Thursday commencing at 8:30 p.m. local. Northwest Tassie DX 2 metre DX net 144.1990 upper sideband. Events NWTARC August the 3rd, club meeting from 1:30 p.m. at the Scout Hall, 73 Alexandra Road, Ulverston. Reist and Entark, August the 7th. My Life as a Lighthouse Keeper with Mike VK7FB from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms and via the Reist YouTube streaming channel. Reist, August the 14th. DX Chasing Forum from 7:30 p.m. Queen's Domain Club Rooms and streamed. Reist, September the 4th. Reist visits the channel Men's Club and Sausage Sizzle, 24 Van Morey Road, Margate, from 6:30 p.m. Reist, September the 11th. Surviving the Apocalypse, Radio Prepper, EMCOM Forum from 7:30 p.m. Queen's Domain Club Rooms and streamed. VK, November the 2nd to the 3rd. Tassie Ham Conference, Innovation in Amateur Radio, Sandy Bay Campus, UTAS. And now a reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreader, VK7WW, welcome to Nick. Repeaters, Reist, Entark and in the Northwest, thanks to NWTARC, West Coast Radio Group, Cradle Coast Radio Amateur Radio Club, VK7AX, VK7JH, and VK7DC. 160 metres, VK7GS. 80 metres, VK7DG. 40 metres, VK7TPE. 20 metres, VK7ALH. 10 metres, VK7JGD. UHF CB24, VK7FMAC. DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie. VK7ZCR. A huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That wraps up this week's edition of the VK7 Amateur Radio News. We hope you found it informative and enjoyable. You've been listening to VK7WI, or if you've just tuned in, you've just missed our live broadcast. But don't worry, you can catch the rebroadcast on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RHT and UHF CB24 in the South. We encourage you to share your news, stories and updates with us. Email your contributions to VK7ARNews, all one word, at gmail.com. For more information about the broadcast and to join the discussion, visit our VK7 Amateur Radio News Groups.io group. Remember, the deadline for submissions is 2100 on the Friday before the Sunday broadcast. Stay tuned in for callbacks on the frequency you're currently listening to. Relay stations will use their own call signs during this time. On behalf of the entire VK7 Amateur Radio News team, this is Idris VK7ZIR wishing you 73, stay safe and have a fantastic week.